All right, here's the deal. Following our latest tech update, catch one of the most insightful calls from my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show. China claims it's ready to put an affordable humanoid robot into every home, including yours. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. Last week, I unpacked Astro, Amazon's small home security robot. Astro is basically a mobile Ring doorbell that looks a lot like Disney's WALL-E. It patrols your home when you're away. I'll let you know how it all works out. But Astro is a far cry from Isaac Asimov's iRobot, or Robin Williams' Bicentennial Man, or the Jetsons, which brings me to the Beijing Humanoid Robot Innovation Center. It's ready to begin mass production of affordable humanoid home robots, and they're counting on Americans to buy one for every home. So our phones are tracking us every second. Millions of Chinese-made DJI drones are flying in American airspace. TikTok is a big-time national security threat. So, will you allow a Chinese robot inside your home? China's betting you'll say yes. Get tech smarts at getkim.com. As promised, I'm now bringing you a standout call from my weekend show. Mary in Des Moines, Iowa. Hello there, Mary.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome.
It's a pleasure to speak with you. I'm a longtime fan.
Well, thank you. Thank you. How can I help you out today?
Well, I'm looking for some type of recommendation for a wired security system for an emergency shelter that I'm opening.
Oh, wow. Aren't you so great? Why did you want to come up with this, or how'd you do this?
Well, we are in an area where there are no shelters at all. The closest is like 100-some miles from here. And we have many women and children that are walking the streets, and we figured we needed to do something. So my nonprofit got together, and we are renovating an old building that we're going to try to open up as a women's and children's shelter.
Wow. You know what? That's so wonderful. Really. I'm proud of you for doing that. I mean, it's, you know, you're going to be helping so many people in so many generations, really, when you think about it, right? I mean, it's not just, you know, it's like, let's try to break that cycle, and which I'm sure you'll be able to do. So you say it's an old church. How big is the church?
I was figuring that out today. We had to figure that out. And right now, this shelter is sitting at 16,230 square feet. So it's a big building. It's three stories.
Wow. And then how many folks do you think you're going to be in there?
By the time we're finished with this, we are going to be housing close to 75 to 100 clients.
And then do you have any cameras now?
Well, what we've been using is while we're renovating right now, and what we've been using is the wireless Nest cameras, and we have had nothing but trouble with them.
Really? Why is that?
Going in and out. Yeah, I don't know whether it's because we don't have that great of internet service in this area, or maybe it's because it's such a big area, and I'm not real sure. Cameras go in and out and in and out.
Well, you know, that's typical, especially like if you have an older building and if the Wi-Fi isn't the best in certain areas, which I'm sure there's a lot of concrete and block construction, and that could actually impair other. So you're probably looking at a wired solution, especially when you're looking at family safety and people's safety, is that we don't want the image to go in and out, right? Okay. And I'm sure you are looking at, wanting to record it as well, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right.
Absolutely.
So, go ahead.
Is there a way also, you know, I don't know a lot about wired systems. And one thing I did like about the Nest was I was able to actually view the cameras remotely on my cell phone. Is that possible with a wired system?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
There was a time, and you're super smart, Mary, there was a time when that was not possible. It was like, okay, if you went wired, you're kind of out of luck. But now the wired systems, they come with apps, and they allow you to see what's been recorded, do live views, and at most times also have a conversation with the person who's on the other end of the camera as well from your phone. And so when you start looking at different makes and models, is that, you know, with that size building, you know, 16,000 square feet, you know, one of the systems I'm thinking about, it's about $900. It comes with 16 cameras. Okay. And so you'll have to, without knowing the layout, you'll have to figure out where you can put those in public places, you know, and this way you have you know, authority to record people. Different states have different laws. And what I always recommend, too, is that, especially in this type of environment, is that you put a sign up in, you know, all around the building and where people enter in the building, just to say that we are video recording 24/7, and say that the and find the sign. If you can't find one, I have one in my yard, by the matter of fact, that everything's being recorded, and it's being recorded into the cloud off the property.
Okay.
Because people tend to act differently when they know that they're going to be recorded. And they and that and they don't have access to that video. If they were to find a DVR, it's still going to be recorded. So there's a company by the name of RioLink. Don't write this down. I'm going to email you a link to this particular product. But it has a 3 terabyte hard drive, and it records 24/7. It does it in 4K, which gives you a lot of flexibility when you want to zoom in and actually get some details, like maybe a license plate or something along those lines. It has. Speaking of, it has car detection, has people detection, and it is in 4K. And they run like about, say, $850. And it also allows you to get remote access and playback. And so you have access to all the cameras remotely, no matter how many you have. You can check in or whatever by using an app. And the app is available on both iOS and Android. And so, you know, what I'd like to do, Mary, is I'd like to send you this as my contribution to your shelter. How about that?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. That means so much to me.
And so so we're going to get your name and address. And then can you do me a favor? After you get it all up and running, can you take a few pics for me?
Absolutely. You bet I will.
Because I'd like to see what it looks like and see how it's working for you. And like I said, it's about $850, $900. So I'm going to put you on hold, Mary, so that this way we get your full mailing address, the name of the organization, good things like that. And if you're just listening, you're like, why did Kim just give this woman a $900 camera system? Well, it's our random acts of kindness, folks. And what that means is that I try to do one at least once a week, is to help out somebody in need. And if you think that, I don't know, you need a random act of kindness, go ahead and hit our website. Head over to commando.com with a K, of course. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. Hats off to you for listening. Now, if you have a tech question that has you stumped, I've got your back. Zip over to commando.com and tap that email Kim link. Your notes, I read them all like they're just the tech gospel. And you can get tech smart every single day with my free newsletter. It's up for grabs over at getkim.com. That's getkim.com.